A stationary front is located right along the I-90 corridor this afternoon, essentially slicing the region in half. Across the North Country, it's a cool, damp, kind of raw day and feels very much like springtime, with temperatures only in the 60s this afternoon. Farther south, it's still feeling like summer, with temperatures up around 90 degrees this afternoon and oppressive levels of humidity. Now, this front is going to provide focus for showers and thunderstorms in the coming hours, and there is a potential for some damaging storms as well. In fact, there may be some severe storms, especially near the I-90 corridor and points south over the next several hours. There's potential for damaging wind gusts and also hail. Another major concern today is the threat for some flash flooding. Of course, we've had some very heavy downpours in recent days. More heavy downpours are likely as these storms come through, so be aware that flash flooding is a possibility through the rest of the day into tonight. Now, later tonight, that front will actually be forced down to the south. It'll sink down to near or south of the New York City area, and that's going to allow some cooler air to come into the region. So by tomorrow, temperatures will be on the cool side for this time of year, with highs only in the 60s to low 70s. That is well below normal for mid-July. Now, the front is still close enough tomorrow that we are likely to see showers at times, and there may even be a few rumbles of thunder as we go through the day. So even though it won't be as humid tomorrow and as warm, there is still that threat for some rain at times, so we're going to need those umbrellas once again. Now, showers are still likely tomorrow night. By Saturday, we're still possibly in that shower threat zone, mainly during the morning. I'm optimistic that things will dry out, especially Saturday afternoon. And most of Sunday is looking pretty nice as well, though a shower or storm is possible, mainly late in the day as a front approaches. But in this kind of weather pattern, the exact timing of rain can be quite difficult to predict, especially several days out. So be sure to stay updated on the forecast over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely with possible thunder, cool with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially near and south of I-90, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely with possible thunder, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely with possible thunder, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely with possible thunder, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers mainly during the morning, turning partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.